I don't actually know how well you two know each other. Alexandra here has been kind of the creative mind behind this episode. Shout out to Alexandra, who's also her birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Alex never said a word.
Did you not know?
I did, but I just didn't think that it was the 16th today. I didn't have it in my mind.
16th.
It's 16th today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Happy birthday.
I was saving it for the podcast.
I would have brought flowers now.
I bought you me.
There you go. Birthday present. Birthday presents. Yeah, so I actually don't know how well you two know each other.
Well, our paths cross every now and again, really.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, literally. I mean, last time I saw you was that place in Richmond.
Where was it?
It was going like, you come from Richmond, High Street, then you turn left like you're going towards the motorway.
Not sure.
M3.
Not sure.
It might be even called Twickenham.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a big pub kind of place.
What venue
it was
is that?
It was years ago.
Oh, so you haven't seen each other for years?
Yeah, no, for ages.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... We are reunited.
Reunited.
Well, thank you so much for both coming and being here on this.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Julio.
Bye.
On this
bank account
cold,
details, right?
Yeah, I've been sent them. How has your start of the year been for you both?
Boring, I will say. Yeah, really boring. I'm in the studio at the minute in writing camps, doing some singles for the next couple of months. But yeah, you know, January is always boring. It's dead.
It is a little bit.
Obviously, everyone's doing like sober January, and no one wants to party, so there's no gigs, and it's just like everyone's on the health kick, so it's boring.
Joe and the juice, avocado on toast and juices.
Mine's been up and down. I've been doing a lot of studio work. And just catching up with family and stuff while I got a bit of free time. I've had a couple of gigs come in. Done one last week, a gala that was really good. Everyone dressed up in Alice in Wonderland.
Whoa. Ooh, what did you dress up as?
I always wanted to go to Alice in Wonderland party.
I'll let you know next time.
Oh
next
my God,
one.
I've always wanted to do it.
I like that.
I dressed as me. Mad Hatter. That's me.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, so you've been busy.
Yes. It's been up and downish for the January. Always is though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always a bit up and downish, hit and miss.
January.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes it's like at the after Christmas, like it's nice to have that downtime, but after a while it just gets a bit boring, doesn't it?
Of course.
I think we're all
like, things to do. I'm like, I want to go to the party now. I'm ready to go again.
I'm ready to go. Do you live in London, Jess?
I live in Surrey.
Okay.
Just outside London.
Okay.
Just outside of the craziness. And it's enough to greenery be around me.
Yeah.
I like to be near the water and near the green and just to chill. Surrey is perfect for me. And it's 20 minutes into London, so I'm happy there.
Oh, you've got the best of both worlds.
Literally.
Perfect. So we always kind of start off the podcast talking a little bit about beginnings and how it all kind of started. DT, I've read somewhere that you from the age of 7 were already grabbing mics at family functions and Notting Hill Carnival. Where did that passion come from?
Oh my gosh, where did you find out this information?
Ah, been doing my research.
Yeah, so when I was 7, and even probably before 7, my mum used to take me carnival. She literally took me every year.
I've never been.
Oh man, you've got to come. I live in carnival now.
Okay, that's right, that's I'll come with you.
Yeah, I love it.
This year.
Cover me, I'll get you.
In Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, any stage you want, I'll get 100%. You on. Yeah, it's banging. It's a vibe. I can't believe I've been.
I haven't either.
You come too then.
Okay.
Anyone's welcome. Anybody want to come to the carnival?
Yeah.
So she used to take me there when I was 7, and I used to go up to the, well, they were grown ups to me then at the time, and just ask for the mic. Some would say yes, some would say no, and most of the time they said yes because you're a young kid. They thought, yeah, well, you ain't gonna hurt anybody, and they gave me the mic. And I just, from then, I go every year without fail.
So since the age of 7, you've gone every single year?
Yeah, literally every year. Even if they've asked me to do gigs abroad, I said, no, I'm going carnival.
Oh, wow.
So much I love it. And now I've moved into the area, so I just go downstairs and I'm in the carnival.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
Did you grow up a lot around music, though, as well, at home?
Yeah, because my uncle was in a band. There was a lot of people that were in sound systems when I was growing up, like uncles and whatever, in sound systems. And I used to watch all the stage show videos of Jamaicans doing their thing, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I said, I'm not doing a 9-to-5, I'm doing that.
That's exactly right. So did you not do any other jobs before you were in music?
When I left school, I got a trade. My mum said to me, always get a trade. No matter if we can do music, get a trade. So I got a trade in paint and decorating, sitting guilds.
Uh-huh.
I used to work at the BBC as an in-house engineer at some stage. And I worked at London Business School, paint and decorating. And then, but I knew I wasn't going to keep those jobs. I used to see at the same time. I used to get in 2 hours late and stuff like that and be sleeping. I got caught sleeping a load of times. So each job was probably about a year.
Yeah.
Maybe two at the most before I got the sack.
Bye.
So sleeping and being late all the time.
Do you like a good sleep?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah. What, you want to sleep with me?
No. Did I just get asked that on the podcast?
I take that as a no.
Jess, what about... I listened to your podcast this morning, actually.
Did you like it?
I did. I loved it. I listened to it on my run this morning.
Thank you.
And
I've been a bit overwhelmed with that one because I revealed a lot on that.
But I really liked... But that's what I liked about it because it was very honest and truthful and it was really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed listening to it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And you were speaking about on the podcast that you have, I didn't know if it was 10 years DJing or 10 years in the music industry.
10 years in the industry. 10 years in the industry. The first few were tour manager for Sam Divine, working with her and then running her label Divine Sounds for for like 5 years, I think. But yeah, 10 years is my 10th year now. So. Feels like it's going to be a big one.
What did you have any other jobs before you did that?
Oh yeah, I was a security guard at Heathrow Airport.
Were you really?
Yeah. Wow. You know, the border force people, when they search your bags, that was me.
Wow.
So I loved that job so much. Honestly, it's my favourite job I've ever had. And now when I go through there all the time, I'm literally just like, oh, friends. And they all recognise me still when I go through Heathrow.
Do they really?
Yeah, they all still see me, which is funny.
They lead you straight through.
No search. No, no. They me, unfortunately. it got to a point where it was like, I was still working there and I was tour managing for Sam and I was DJing at the same time. And it was getting to a point where people that were travelling were recognising me, but I was working. So I thought, I can't do this anymore.
Strange.
That was the time where I thought, now is the time when you make the leap. You quit your job and you go full into music and now I'm here. But yeah, security officer was what I used to do.
What did you love so much about that job? I've never met somebody that's done that job.
Oh my God, I love it. I just love the investigation side of it. Like I'm so into like, I did forensic science at school. Like I'm so into technology stuff. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it.
But did you always know that you kind of wanted to do something in music though?
Do you know what? I didn't. I always knew that I loved music because of my parents. They brought me up around the best like 80s music there is can be. But until I saw Sam, the way that she played, I was just like, wow, I need to do that. What she's doing, I need to do that. That is how she was like... captivating a crowd. And I saw her play at We Are Festival the first year in this white inflatable box is the only way I can describe it. And she was just, she had the crowd like in the palm of her hands. And I was just like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. So I worked for her for ages. Like I've become one of her best friends and it's been like the most beautiful journey ever. Like I learned all the backside of the industry through that. I saw all the good and bad sides of the music industry. Touring is hardcore, man. It's hardcore. I see what she has to go through on day to day. And then I was ready to just take it on and become a DJ.
Did things that you'd seen touring and knowing like how hard it was, did that help you learn or have certain ways when you tour now?
Yeah, do you know what? She's given me so much advice. I take so much from her. Like she always just says, sleep when you can. And it's so true. Sleep when you can.
or sleep for a long time.
Let's not go there again.
If I can get an extra that 1 hour, I will take that 1 hour. Like,
it's all about the catnaps,
yeah,
isn't it?
Literally, if yeah. there's an if even like I've, even in green rooms before festivals, I'll have a nap. If I can have a nap, I will have a fucking nap.
Get that sleep in.
Funny thing is, I went to Manchester. I think I just flown in from Cyprus, and I went to Manchester to do a gig. I done my set. I went to have a sleep, and I was in the back room having a sleep. And everyone's coming up to me saying, "Oh, you're right." I said, "Look, I just want to sleep for an hour. Let me sleep." I was like, "I'm fine." And I got up after and went back on stage.
We're performers. You've got to remember, like, we've got to charge these batteries.
Yeah, definitely.
Batteries need charging.
Have you seen each other perform before?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. I was on Jesse's set. In that place that I was talking about, I was actually on your set.
Ah.
It was a long time ago. It's like a vague, vague memory, but yeah, I know.
Let's run it up.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I think the office party here might be fun.
Yeah,
that might be fun.
We are actually planning that.
That might be fun.
Did you know about that?
No.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, well,
are we booked?
There we go.
Yes. Let's do it. See. So, what year did you start performing?
What, emceeing at 7? Where are we going with this?
Like your career.
Oh, well, for Garage, it was 94. Yeah, I'd done reggae. I started doing reggae.
Mm-hmm.
With the sound system thing. That's I was at school. So I was travelling up and down motorways when I was at school, sneaking out of the house.
How do you MC? Like, how does it just come?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
It's a great question.
How does it just happen?
I don't know.
I feel like this all the time. Like, how does it just happen?
I think it's just the thing. Your brain just like thinks differently to a lot of other people's brains.
Wow.
It's got to be. It's got to think differently to kind of remember stuff and come out of freestyles.
Do you have to be like in the zone, or can you just do it?
Just do it.
Go on then.
Wow.
Rap like I'm psychic. With my psychic. Change my flows like those bros in the white chicks. Pay attention, you just might like this.
What?
Mic fits with my height bits.
Wow.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
That's just a simple one.
And do you like, do you repeat them? Or are they all very unique?
Only for Garage is the only place I kind of repeat lyrics because that's what they like.
Yeah.
They like what they know in it. And
yeah, of course. Like.
So I stick to the formula. But for drum and bass, reggae and hip hop and stuff, I change it all the time. Always change it up.
Wow.
Free.
It is. My mind is blown.
How much?
Well, I'd asked you that because I wanted to know, like, what do you think have been the biggest challenges in staying relevant for such a long period of time?
I don't really see it as a challenge. I just see it as something you need to do. I don't think it's a challenge. I just see it as something you need to do to keep yourself vibrant. You know, just me. For me, it's just to be a nice person, really. As I say, it's nice to be important, but more important to be
humble.
Nice.
Humble.
Yeah.
Just be humble.
Just be a nice person. It'll get you. That's what mum's always said. Be a nice person, it'll get you far.
100%.
Yeah. People 100%. Are always trying to change you, but just don't change. It's just... Yeah,
100%.
Good. Yeah.
Again, I was going to say to you, Jess, as well, like, obviously, as you said before, you've been in the industry for 10 years. How do you find it staying on top of staying relevant in such a fast growing and quick industry?
You know what? The word TikTok terrifies me. Terrifies me.
Why?
I don't understand it. And my nephew, who is 8, understands it better than me. And I don't get it. And the record labels want it to be on point. And you've got to have TikTok. And it's like...
Do you do it?
I do. I will do it, but I don't enjoy it. And if you ask a lot of... I saw something from Adele. Adele said, I don't write records for TikTok. I write records for 30-year-olds that are going through a divorce. I was like, I can relate so much to you.
True.
Right. we have to move with the times, you know? So what I like to do in my sets is I'll go on TikTok and I'll see what is the trending sounds.
Yeah.
And I'll edit them and put them in my sets. So that I mean, that's how I know that when on the dance floor, I'll catch the 18, 19, 20-year-olds because they'll recognise it from TikTok.
Wow. Smart.
Yeah. Edits. Like, edits are the way forward.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy now. There's so many things. We were just having this discussion then about social media. There's just so many different platforms and things and trends, and it's just all very quick, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
obviously, in any interview that you do, DT, I'm sure you're always asked about your just slightly famous track.
Which one's that one?
Do you really like it?
Never heard it before in my life.
Like it? Is it? Is it wicked? We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like that.
That's a freebie.
Yay!
It's how you like my. How you like? Everyone says it's iron up. It's how you like my.
Wait, say that again.
It's how you like my.
How you like my?
Two versions. You used to do the one in Napa.
I thought it was iron.
I did as well.
Because you got two versions. That's why.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mic drop moment, right?
Yes.
Mic drop moment.
Oh, how many people do you have to correct that?
More or less all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, literally all the time.
But going back to TikTok, have you found that obviously the track is always going to be very, very popular, but are you hearing more of it now since TikTok's becoming more popular and Reels?
Yeah, but not the original version. They're playing. They're using the remix version on TikTok.
We'll
still get paid for it, so that's all good. They can use it as much as they like. Show me the money.
So over the last 10 years, what you're like obviously skyrocketing right now. What do you think it is that is kind of keeping you or getting you ahead of such, again, a really quick industry and so much talent that's out there at the moment?
Do you know what? I think it's because I write from my heart. I won't ever put out a record lyrically that, because I am vocal, I've produced Vocal House with my co-producer, Atkins. He's amazing. Richie is the most, he's literally, he's over there. You can't see him, but he's there. He is the other half to me. He just understands my brain musically. And I think when we get in the studio, it becomes therapy for me.
Yeah.
I'm very open online about mental health and all that stuff. And it does literally become a therapy session, every studio session, when we actually get down to the nitty gritty of it. And when you actually put your heart into something, that's when magic happens. And I want somebody on the dance floor to be able to feel something. Like, it's easy to write a top line that somebody doesn't really care about, but if you write a lyric that somebody you listen to and you think, actually I felt that at one point in my life, that's where music connects for me personally, and it seems to have worked, so I'm just going to carry on in that journey.
Yeah,
if broke don't fix it.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on in that lane.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think as well, just going back to the social media thing, do you think that, because this was something I was thinking about this week, is it harder to get ahead of other artists with social media because there's so much talent and so much is shown on social media, or is it
consistently watching the followers?
Comparing, yeah.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. It's horrible, but unfortunately, it is there, and I've seen emails and I've seen things where booking agents and things are like, more followers, line up a grade, and it's wild. It's just wild.
Do you like using social media, DT?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's fun, as long as you use it in the right way.
It's fun.
And it's a way to keep a record of what you're doing as well.
Yeah, that's true.
People get invested in your story, in your life.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. Yeah, I'm on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram.
You're on everything.
Yeah,
Instagram's probably my favourite of all the platforms, I would say. Yeah, I like Instagram.
I love TikTok. I just like what you
do. Do you do like the dances and stuff?
I've done one.
Which one did you do?
It was the, what do they call it? It goes, can I show you?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I wish I did. I think I did a Gemma Collins one.
Did you?
Yeah. You know the voiceover one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
Yeah.
Get that fire exit door. During lockdown, I was like, right, I've got nothing to do.
I'm going to be doing this.
Today. Yeah, lockdown. This one.
Let's see.
What happened there?
You're really good.
Oh, well, look. Yeah, see, I've not got the brain capacity to remember what to do.
How long? I would never be able to remember that. How long did it take you to rehearse that?
It took me about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
No, it took me ages. I was sweating by the end of it, I'm not going to lie.
Were you?
Pouring with sweat, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do about a few takes.
Let's talk about radio, because you both, I'm not sure if you do have a radio show still now, because
not currently,
you,
no,
you were with Capital.
I have had.
And you're also
I
just
spot
been
on Kiss.
On Kiss as well. Yeah.
I cover for Sam every now and then when she needs me.
Because I absolutely love radio. It's one of my passions. And I wanted to know what you guys love the most about radio and how it compares to performing in front of people.
With radio, I just think it's nice that you can play the music you want to play. I don't have to play garage, I play everything. I play jungle, reggae, everything I play. So I don't have to stick to the one format.
Mm.
I can play what I like and hopefully the people like it too.
That's your TikTok followers going up.
That's positive of you, thank you. Yeah, it's just nice. It's nice to have guests to come in as well to try and promote other artists that want to do their thing and they've got new records. I always tell them to come in on DJs, to come in, MCs, to come in. So they can come and do their thing and promote themselves as well.
Have you been doing radio like quite early on from your career?
Well, when I actually left school, I actually wanted to be on Radio 1.
Did you?
Yeah, but at the time, they were talking about degrees.
Mm.
You have to have a degree. And then maybe 10 years later, everyone was getting on there. Like Tim Westwood was getting on there. Spoonie was getting on there with no degrees.
Oh, shit.
I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This ain't right. They changed the format.
They changed the format.
Yeah, because they had to have a degree. But what did you ask me again?
Have you been doing radio for a very long time?
Yeah. Have I, Alex? I can't remember how long.
You done pirate radio?
Yeah, I've done pirate radio, yeah.
Uh-huh.
From 1994. But that was for drum and bass.
Yeah.
I've never been on a garage pirate station.
Uh-huh.
And I never started on a pirate station for garage. I went straight into the club and started there, which is really good.
Why is it really good?
I didn't have to do all that stepping up the ladder, going through the garage. Radio station fee. I just went straight into a club in Mayfair. And that
was
it.
Nice.
And I was resident for 4 years after that.
Do you know what? Now you're saying, I've actually done quite a lot of radio. Now I'm sitting.
I know, that's why I'd asked this question. You've done a lot of radio.
Yeah, I did Rinse FM first with Clash. I was their host for 2 years, doing their Clash magazine with Rinse FM during lockdown. And then I did Capital after that. I was at Capital Dance for a year. And then that was amazing. That taught me everything.
Were you doing that at the same time as you had the residency in Ibiza?
Yes.
So that was that time.
Was
yeah.
Yeah, it was what it was
wild.
It was so intense.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was intense. It was a lot. It was a lot of pressure. And yeah, I love radio because you are literally you're almost discovering new artists as well, and you're giving them the platform to be to the world, and to play somebody's record and to have that little message when they WhatsApp me saying, "Oh, thank you so much, you played my record, like it made me so happy." That makes me so happy as a radio presenter.
Yeah.
And then I think when I left Capital, I did the Radio 1 Christmas cover for Danny Howard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was so scary to be in the hot seat at at BBC Radio 1, like to record that. And I pulled in like so many people. I pulled in like the Blessed Madonna came in, John Summit did a mix. And it was a wild one. And now I just do cover shows for Sam on Kiss. And this year is my goal to get back on a radio station. So it is on the manifestation board at home.
Nice.
I'll be back. And I know my fan base want me on the radio. So I'm just waiting. So... Radio, hi.
She's here, I'm waiting.
You want me, I'm here.
Take her.
I won't ask you that. I was going to say, is there any in particular that you would like to be on or?
I don't mind. Okay. Genuinely, I have got love for all of the stations. Every single one of the big ones have supported all of my music and I've got so much love for all of them. I'd be happy anywhere, genuinely.
Okay. I think this is a really nice thing about radio is that, you know, if you're like presenting on TV or for like video format, with your body language and how you're looking, and you can, it's really easy to kind of draw a picture of what you're talking about. But on the radio, nobody can see like what you're talking about. So everybody's.
Well, that's kind of changed these days.
Well, I know it has a little bit. I mean, without video, obviously. But it's like everybody's imagination of how you're telling that story can be totally different. I think that's just like really fascinating.
Yeah.
And what you look like.
Yeah. Isn't it so weird when you like listen to such a radio voice for such a long time and then you see what you look like and you're like, is that what they look like?
Like, for example, David Rodigan playing reggae. Everyone thought he was black. And then when they saw him, they see this man. It didn't look
like
anything.
You're wrong.
I love that.
Jess, you've also just announced your podcast, Bear Talk.
I have. I'm
exciting.
So excited.
Tell us about that.
Oh God, I filmed my first one this weekend. I'm not going to say who it is, but she is from EastEnders.
So what?
I know, yeah, I know, right? I had a big, I'm so sorry, guys, I've got a cold. I started my podcast. I'm going to film season one and then we're going to see where we're going to put it. I'm not sure what we're going to do with it at the moment, but the guests are massive and the vibe of it is called Bear Talk. And I want it to be a play on words in the fact that a bear, of course, is bravery.
Yeah.
And bear in all. And also, you know, when you're chatting bear shit at a rave. So it's a big play on words.
I love that. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's exciting. I've got some really cool people on there, some like sports people. There's actors, singers, reality stars. I've got, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
So is it all people that you already know?
Yeah, people that I know. And some of them I don't know. One of them that I've just secured is an actual MBE, which is the next one I'm filming, which I'm absolutely terrified about. So, yeah, that will be fun.
Nice.
I'll tell you, it's Fatima Whitbread.
Wow,
I'll let that one out. I don't mind saying that.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, so she's doing a lot at the moment for children in care, and I think it's really important that that story is shared within my generation and the next generation. And yeah, what she's doing is incredible, so gonna be amazing.
Nice. When is the first episode out?
We don't know. I think it's gonna be around March.
Yeah,
just filming. January and February is all filming, so yeah, watch his face.
Like preparing for an interview of people that you... It's always nice interviewing people that you know because it's kind of... It's easy and it's a conversation. But when it's people... Yeah, it's like a catch-up. But when it's people that you don't know so much and doing that research and like finding out about them and like I love all that.
So the first one I did was the EastEnders cast member and I am the biggest EastEnders fan on the planet. So the whole time I had to... In the back of my head, I'm like... call her by a real name and not by her like literally the whole time I'm literally like in the back and I've got ADHD so the whole
it was
whole,
in your head the whole time
like rattling the whole time and I'd it was but I smashed it so it's fine.
Amazing.
I didn't mess up.
So you didn't know her in person before?
I met her before but it was magical and her story is incredible and she comes on and talks about like a gay relationship and IVF with two mums and it's just so special because I'm going to go through the IVF process with my wife. So it's a really it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a really inspiring podcast series, I think.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
If you could interview anybody in the world, who would it be?
Redman.
Lady Gaga.
Ooh. That's a really good one. That's a good one.
Redman is my favourite rapper.
Lady Gaga because she's just an absolute fucking icon.
Yeah.
Look at her go.
I know.
Triple threat. Yeah. Sing, dance, acts.
I know, amazing. She's amazing actress. Amazing. DT, so you studied fashion at Fashion College.
Yes. How did you find out these?
My research has been very important.
Fashionista.
Fashionista.
Yeah, man.
And tell us about the outfit you're wearing.
Well, this outfit is a classic suit designed by me.
Is this your own brand?
Yeah.
I would love one.
I'll get you something, don't
worry. Please do, I'd wear that.
I'm starting up some new female collection. I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be
ooh.
Like.
Ooh.
You're going to be very impressed. Very impressed, as they say.
But this isn't just... talk us through it then.
Well, I started doing fashion. I just got into it when I was younger. And I thought, you know what, this is something I really love to do.
Yeah.
I went to Westminster College. And I was the only guy in my class, so I loved that. That was cool. That was very good. And then... I didn't really use the skill till, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. And I started thinking, you know what, I'll bring out my own clothing line.
So you went to fashion college and then didn't really do anything about it and then...
I had all the sewing machine, all the scissors, everything.
Oh, you can do all of that as well?
Yeah, I learned the whole shebang of how to make clothes, everything. I did make sock hats for my people on the estate though.
That's cool.
Wow.
I made some dough.
Nice.
But you did.
But tell us about... The actual design and the logo.
So the logo is it's called binary code.
Mm-hmm.
Each set of ones and zeros makes up a letter.
So what does it say?
This says MCDT, but I could get you one with your name that says Katie in binary code.
That is so cool.
Yes, it just came to me. I was sitting there thinking, what can I do this a little bit different? And then the stars opened up to me and gave me the idea.
And speaking of stars, it also glows in the dark.
Yeah, the t-shirt glows in the dark.
Wow.
It's like a reflective thing.
Wow.
Have it for the rave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I try and think outside the box a little bit.
I really like it.
It's called Loving It Clothing, plug, plug, plug.
Loving It Clothing.
Of course.
I wonder why.
It's a trademark, you see.
I love that.
Lick for sure. There it is.
Do you have lots of different colours then?
I've just picked up a batch now that I've just got embroidered. So I like to get stuff embroidered. I don't want just the print so it goes away. I like to get stuff embroidered.
Yeah, I like embroidered too.
Yeah, it's better, isn't it? It lasts forever then. So where you want to dress?
Mm.
Send me your sizes.
Okay. And my name. I love it.
An A.
My name.
Oh, obviously I'm an A.
You also studied script writing as well?
Yes. Then,
you've done so many things.
I know, I get around. I keep it all in the downloader.
Okay. Well, not...
I actually made a pilot. Alex knows about the pilot.
Sorry, you were a pilot?
No, I made a pilot.
Oh, you made a pilot.
Yeah,
I know about the pilot.
Yeah, it's a reality comedy kind of thing. So I'm just trying to get that sold.
You have done a lot of things.
Yeah, the pilot's got, who's in it now? Bradley, S Club 7.
Oh, Dane Bowers.
Me too. S Club.
Bushkin.
S-Club.
And Paul Dannon.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. So that was just the start of things to come.
What did you study first, fashion or scripting?
Fashion. Yeah, fashion first. I think the script writing kind of came with writing lyrics and putting ideas down.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, you know what, I'm going to write a TV show. And I like to write comedy. I like things to be funny. I think comedy is the fruit of life in every aspect.
I love that.
Yeah, it is. If you can laugh, then you're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. So. Definitely. Do you think it's important to have other projects that are outside of music and
work? 100%. 100%. Because you always have to have a backup plan. COVID taught us that.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up doing production.
Yeah.
I didn't ever want to do it.
Yeah, I heard you say that in the podcast. Yeah. The other day, actually, you didn't want to.
I literally didn't want to do it until it forced my hand completely.
Why didn't you want to do it?
I just love DJing so much. Yeah. And then, to be honest, I didn't know how to do it properly. And I didn't know about the situation where you can have an engineer and you can have co-producers in the room with you and you can learn on the job pretty much what you're doing. And nobody talks about it. I think literally I am the only person in the industry that openly talks about using engineers and... When I could list you 10 headliners that use engineers that nobody knows about that are getting hundreds of thousands of pounds of records like that, they and it's, you need to celebrate the people that are helping you do because I wouldn't be able to put these records out without having Atkins, Richie as my duo. Like I wouldn't be able to do it. You have to have another trade. I think.
Yeah.
I think so. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. If you weren't doing what you do now, what do you think you would be doing?
I'll be back at Heathrow, mate. I'll be Border Force. I would 100% be, or in the police or something like that. I love it.
Do
love
you?
It. 24 hours in police.
I bet you've got loads of stories.
Yes. Oh, God, so many.
Have you?
So many. Ask me what the weirdest thing is I've searched.
Go on, the weirdest thing you've searched.
Somebody, a big African man, brought his bag over to me for a search. And it looked like a big explosive mass. And I was like, I don't want to touch this because it looks like a bomb. I opened it up. It's a whole roast chicken.
What?
A roast chicken. Cooked roast chicken in like a Nike sports bag. And I literally looked at him and I was like, do you need this? Do you need this on the flight? You need this on the flight, yeah? And he just literally looked. It was like, at that moment I was like, what is my life? Like, in that job, no 2 days was ever the same.
I can imagine.
Can I ask what airline was it?
I think it was Nigerian Airlines.
they sell food, surely.
Or Lagos, I think it was something like that.
And wait, and did you get rid of the roast chicken or did he go through?
He took it with him. We can't physically, food is allowed to go through the UK. It's not like Australia or those
countries. True. But,
so I turned to my staff member and I was like, I'm not touching that. And there's no way I'm putting my hands in that. Like, it's food. There's a roast chicken in that bag.
And the man just thought it was normal.
My manager literally just laughed and went, just send him on his way, it's all right.
Oh, that's so funny. I love that. Oh, I'd love to just have a podcast about things that you found. Okay, both have to tell me something that not a lot of people know about you.
I'm 5'5". You know why I say that? Because every time I see people, they think I'm taller because of the video. So I'm putting it out there. I'm 5'5".
5'5".
I've been to rehab. That's my probably, yeah. I've been to rehab a few times.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to that on your podcast. That's what I said to you. I loved it because you were so open and honest.
Yeah, it's out there now. So it's a lot of people know. So now they do.
So just to kind of wrap up, I have a few last questions. This podcast is called Can You Put Me On Guest List? So I ask everybody at the end if they have a guest list rule.
My only guest list rule is to come in and behave yourself.
Were you going to say that as well? Yeah. Do you know, it's so weird.
There's got to be an etiquette about it. If you're messy, get out the booth.
Yeah.
My sister in particular. She ever brings it, like, obviously, because my sister obviously gets new friends because she's got the cool big sister. Yeah. DJs, right? So, and that, they all come and they all just get mash up in the dance, and there's always a moment, like at my engagement party, for example, we had it at the W Hotel, and the W Hotel hosted our engagement party in London, Leicester Square, which doesn't happen ever.
Wow.
We had so solid crew run up and do a performance. Majestic played. It was sick. Like,
that's amazing.
Club night. And the one rule, I sent out all the broadcast messages. I said, it's the W Hotel. Please behave yourself. Respect where we are. It's a really high-class venue. Who is the mess? My sister's best mate. Gets carried out, literally has too much to drink, carried out straight away. I remember coming off the decks and looking at her, and I was just like, no.
Never again.
Never again.
At least it wasn't your sister.
I told you every time. See, etiquette is an etiquette, isn't there?
You're representing
that
brand.
Hold yourself, man. Yeah. Hold yourself.
Yeah.
Because people will remember you for what you bring. Like, it's not just you. You come with a crew.
100%.
Yeah. If you come with a wild crew, people are going to be like, no, I'm not going to have that around again.
Yeah, yeah. So you've
got nice friends and people are like, oh, they're lovely. And especially if they're pretty girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have them back. 3 things that you're both really looking forward to in 2024.
More music, more records, and TV production stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to travelling. Also looking forward to releasing more music, which is a bit more different than I have also been doing. And my podcast, I think I'm really excited about.
Yay. Yeah, that's an exciting one.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some really quick fire questions to end.
Oh, I love these.
Okay. We'll start with Jess. You both answer them and then you can start the second one.
Okay.
So, favourite studio snack?
Haribo.
Favourite studio snack?
Carrots.
Whoa!
Just plain carrots?
Just carrots.
Carrots dipped in hummus.
Oh, nice.
That is one of my favourite snacks.
Precisely.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I could be an MC, I reckon.
A festival everyone should experience?
Garage Nation.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to say Your Paradise in Fiji. I just played it. Insane.
Nice.
Insane.
I'll have to check that out now.
Oh my God, it's so good.
The last thing that you Googled?
Oh, the last thing that I Googled, I'll tell you. What is it? Hold on. How much is JK Rowling worth?
How much is she worth?
She's worth 850 million.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh. That's nuts.
Because I want a new Harry Potter.
1950s fashion.
1950s fashion. Okay.
I'm not doing that.
A club everyone should go to.
Oh, there's not many left anymore.
True I'd that, say mate.
Fabric.
Mm-hmm.
XOYO.
XOYO.
I like
it there.
Yeah, I love it.
I wasn't too keen on that venue. The sound system.
Oh, I love it.
I wasn't keen on it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was a resident there at the start of my like student vibes. So good.
Wow. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. The last thing that you screenshot?
Oh, I don't know. Probably my cat. Probably my cat, yeah.
TikTok again.
It wasn't me.
The last thing I screenshotted.
Oh. Last thing I screenshotted was a dress.
A dress?
Yeah, very nice.
Getting ideas?
Yeah.
90s, 50s?
Yeah, getting inspired.
Nice. Nice. Like it. What was the last thing that you bought online?
You might have to ask Jess that because I don't really buy
online. The last thing I brought online was a Ray t-shirt from her tour. That's what
nice.
I brought. Yeah.
It's got to be music.
Music.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's anything I buy online.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
I don't know where you're taking me.
When I said that, I was like, I know exactly what he's going to say.
Don't do it to yourself.
Where are we going,
babes? Very quick off the mark.
I hope it's Nando's.
Nando's.
Sorry.
No, Nando's.
I think I'm going to get dinner cooked for me tonight, but I'm not sure by who.
Okay.
Alex?
Right, you can get in the studio with anyone. Who is it?
Oh, you don't think about these things till they're asked to you.
I know.
Mine would be Ray.
Ray?
Yeah, Ray by an absolute mile.
I think I'd say Redman again, or Eminem actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick his brain and take his styles and take his lyrics.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, good one. And the last one is, what is the best thing about the music industry?
Just not having to do a 9-to-5 and not having to, you know, like stick to a certain formula.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking outside the box and having a bit more freedom, I think, and creativity.
Yeah, I think the best thing about it maybe is the fan base for me.
Yeah.
Like the appreciation that you get.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Like when somebody messages you saying that they listened to your record during a really shit time in their life, I'm just like, oh, do you know what? All those late nights and those sleepless nights and that long 6-hour drive up from Blackpool, that was so worth it.
Yeah.
Because you don't realise like all these people are working in the current climate with no money as it is. They're spending money to come see you play on that, and you do that show for them, and you just make their night so well. And that is just the best job in the world, to make somebody so happy through music.
Yeah, they appreciate you.
Best job ever.
Yeah,
I love that.
Love is good.
Yeah,
it's always
agree.
Good.
Guys, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming. It's been great to get to know you both a little bit more.
So far.
Excited for 2024. And we're coming to Carnival.
Oh, let's go Carnival.
Yes.
And we're having a party here.
Yes. Carnival. We've got to call it Carney now.
Carney.
Is that what the cool kids say?
Now. We're going Carney.
Can you give me a little MC, please, before we go?
Go on.
Right,
you want another lyric?
Yeah, go on.
Please, can you just do...
Oh, no, let me see that.
Come on.
All right, you ready? I'll give you a drum, I'll give you a drum and bass lyric.
Come on, then.
Don't get lazy, keep moving. DT's on the mic, improving. Don't get lazy, keep moving. DT's on the mic, improving. Gotta jump up, gotta jump down, gotta get down to the jungle sound. Listen, recruit is what to do. Move your body inside when you. This ain't forced, this is true. Jungle music's just for you. Girls, wind your waist, black or white inside the place. DT's got the lyrical tongue to make your body wanna go down. Ooh, we come to have fun. Anytime the mic's in my hand, don't stand gazing. Let's go, get yourself in the jungle flow. Girls, yes, I know. This one make you tippy toe.
Jesus!
And that's with a little bit of sniffy nose.
Well done.
Love it. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Thank you.
We're loving it like that. Thank you.
Bye.